CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. To the surface of the planet Mars with Bob Zimmerman, to the brave rover Perseverance, and to the puzzle about the first sample grab. What happened, Bob?
Well, okay, Perseverance has about 40 core sample drills that it's going to use to pick up samples that it's going to cache for a later lander to grab and return to Earth. And they attempted last week to grab the first sample, get a core sample, and put it in storage on the rover. And they did the drill, and then they retracted the core, and they looked at the core, and lo and behold, there was no sample in the core. And they said, the initial quote, the initial thinking is that the empty tube is more likely the result of the rock target not reacting the way we expected during coring. I read that, and what did I think of immediately, John? I thought of the mole on InSight, which could not dig into the ground because the ground was not what they expected. And I have a picture on Behind the Black that shows the drill spot, which shows a lot of soft, powdery dirt, dust, where the drill was sent. And what I suspect, it's not confirmed, but what I suspect happened here is they successfully drilled into the ground. There was a core inside the tube, but when they retracted the core and the tube, the material was not cohesive enough to hold together, and it simply poured out of the tube and left nothing there. Now, because, and this is because the ground here might be, look like bedrock and be solid in bedrock, but because of the lighter gravity and the less density, the drilling pounds it into tiny dust and, you know, soft dust, which doesn't hold together in the tube and they lose it. Now, I don't know if this is the case. They're inspecting the situation, but if it's true, it could very well mean that Perseverance will not be able to get samples at all locations in Jezero Crater. They're going to be able to get samples because we know that the ground is hot enough in plenty of places for a core to be retained. But there's going to be places, I think, in Jezero Crater like this one where they will drill, but the ground will be such that it'll just turn into powder and fall out of the tube before they can grab it.
And that's the unusual gravity of Mars. We're getting used to it. It's geology.
It's alien. It's an alien planet, as you say, John. You know, got to remember that.
It really is an alien planet. Anybody want to just take a glance at the pictures Bob puts up? We've never seen anything like that. I can never imagine John Wayne riding over that hill, Bob. It's just too alien. All right. We go to TMT. This is the 30-meter telescope that has been elbowed aside by the politics of Hawaii. There has been obstruction. There has been, what you'd have to say, violation of laws. What's happened, Bob?
Well, okay, so the telescope was construction was stopped before it could even start because a whole bunch of protesters who didn't like the fact that technology was being built or that it wasn't natives, they're ethnic centric. Anyway, these protesters blocked the road and prevented any construction vehicles which were legally permitted to go from going up the hill. Well, four of the tribal leaders, the so-called tribal leaders, because there are multiple tribal leaders, they claim to be the leaders, but there are other leaders. These tribal leaders were arrested, and the trial finally was settled, and the judge, there was no jury, the judge ruled that they were not guilty.
Right.
They were not guilty of obstructing the road they obstructed.
It's the politics of Hawaii, Bob.
It is. So the entire state is controlled by the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party has very clearly favored these protesters. They make it sound like they're in favor of the telescope, but the truth is they're on the side of the protesters, and they don't really care if the telescope's ever built.
Bob, have they got a place for the TMT yet?
No, at this point in time, I do not think TMT is ever going to be built. I really don't think it's going to be built in Hawaii, but they want to build in Hawaii, so they haven't changed locations. They have a backup site, but I think there are members of the consortium that don't want to go to that backup site, and so they're waiting to get clearance in Hawaii, but I don't see the politics of ever letting them build in Hawaii. The launch of constellations like Starlink is making ground-based telescope less and less attractive. I honestly don't think TMT will ever get built. I think the money's going to dissolve away, and they're going to start you thinking about putting...
All right, let's go back to the surface of Mars, where things are happier because we're discovering. Gale Crater. What was it, Bob?
Well, okay, there's always been a belief that Gale Crater was once a lake. The initial discoveries from Curiosity have suggested, yes, that was a lake on the floor. There's been, in recent years, evidence suggesting no, that we're misreading the data, we're applying Earth-based perceptions to Mars, and it might not be the case. Well, a new study came out that analyzed the data and suggests that maybe only a few ponds were at the base of the crater, that a lot of the features we think were made by water were possibly only made by wind erosion, and that's the analysis. So we might not be looking at lots of water. We might be looking at ice features, ice-created processes, John.
Wind erosion, Bob, that again would suggest that when the wind hits that unusual soil on Mars, it creates images that are something we've never seen before. They look like
water. That's exactly right. Exactly right, John. Exactly
Bob,
right.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.